I am the only one that lives inside of me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am the only one that lives inside of me. How often do I try to take on the trials and tribulations of the world? How often do I take worry and allow it to dwell in me and make me feel uptight, tense, to feel unhappy? How often do I do that? And in just such an instant, I can change my thought, change my thinking, change my attitude, and be thinking about something different. Quite different indeed. I can receive a telephone call, and it's from a friend that I hadn't thought about for a long time. And the friend says, Herb, how are you doing? And I say, I'm doing just wonderful. And I say, who are you? I don't recognize your voice. I know, Herb. It's been a long time since I called you. Well, who are you? Tell me what your name is so I can be comfortable with your presence. Well, you mean you can't be comfortable with my presence without knowing my name? Oh, I'm comfortable with my presence at all times. But it's nice to be able to say, hi, Madeline, or hi, Jerry, or hi, Stefan, how are you doing? And because I haven't heard from you for some time, your name is not on the tip of my tongue. Well, it's Peter. Oh, Peter. And instantly, when my friend says his name is Peter, I am back in Nigeria visiting with Peter. I am in his community. I see him with his tribe of Nigerians. I see him a happy man. I see him doing his study work at the University of Healing. I see him going on for his various doctorate and his various coursework. He's a fantastic person, the most amazing person. And immediately, I am brought into that wonderful realization. I'm the only one that lives inside of me, and until I wake up that knowledge of Peter inside of me, he's not there. He's not there. I'm with myself. And when I learn that it's Peter, then I learn that, hey, this is pretty nice. This is pretty nice. I now have put a whole new ball of wax at work inside of me. And it's Peter. I can think about him. I can dream about him. I can let him dwell inside of me. He doesn't live inside of me. I alone live inside of me because I am the director of the activities that go on inside of me. Now, Peter called and he says, hi, Herb, how you doing? And I say, super. How are you doing, Peter? And he's just wonderful. Thanks, Herb. Just want to touch base and say I love you. Well, thank you, Peter. I love you too. My goodness. Boop. Okay. Now, I entertain Peter in my mind for just a moment. And then Peter was off to something else. At each telephone conversation, I say to people, so, anything else? Have anything else to share? Anything else you want to let me know? And when they have nothing else to let me know, I say, okay, adios. Call again when you have anything, something to tell me. I'm happy to hear from you. You're very lovely in being. I'm the only one that lives inside of me. And so I'm directing the traffic inside of me. I'm directing the conversations that come to my attention. I'm directing the people that come to my awareness. I'm directing all of the circumstances that are popping up into my inner self inside of me. And when that happens, then I'm in charge. Now, sometimes thoughts come up in my mind that are distressful. They cause me to be worryful. They cause me to be concerned about the welfare of life, the world, or circumstances, or even my own world. And then the first thing I do is say, hey, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge. I'm the only one that lives inside of me. And so I'm a happy guy. And because I'm a happy guy, I am not about to allow any confusion thoughts inside of me. I'm not about to allow any thoughts of unhappiness to dwell in my heart, to dwell in me. I am the only one who lives inside of me, and I direct the traffic in me of the thoughts that go through my mind. Hey, this thought is not a thought that I'd like to have in my heart. This is a thought of incompletion. And I have no thoughts of incompletion in me at all. Every one of my thoughts are completion. So a thought comes to me, hey, I'm going to play a game of chess. Now, I don't think who's going to win. I don't think who's going to lose. I'm going to play a very meaningful game of chess that delights me and fulfills me. Whether I win, lose, or draw makes no difference to me. I'm going to play the game and have fun. I'm going to be myself and have fun. I'm going to delight myself in playing that game of chess. Now, you say, well, why don't you say to yourself you're going to win that game? Why don't you say to yourself you're going to lose? Why don't you say to yourself that it's going to be a tough game or an easy game? I play the game for the fun of it. And the game is always new and delightful. That the game is fun. That the game is rewarding, that the game is a delight to everybody who participates in the game, my partner and myself, whoever we are. That's what it's all about. The game is all about being myself and having fun. And I'm the only one that lives inside of me, so I'm the only one who is going to be myself and have fun. Now, could you imagine me playing a game of chess and not being myself and having fun and worrying about the game and, oh dear, they're so much superior to myself. They're so greatly more superior to myself. They're going to win every time and I'm going to just sit there with my tongue hanging out. What am I going to do? I think, how can I achieve anything? Now, what is the purpose of any game that I play? What is the purpose of any activity that I engage in? What is the purpose of it? The purpose of it is to be myself and to have fun. I am the only one that lives inside of me, and I am the only one that I'm going to amuse. I am the only one that I'm going to confuse. I'm the only one that I'm going to be happy with inside of me is me. I'm the only one that lives there. So now, if I play a game, I play it because it's fun. I play it because I enjoy it. Now, if a pain comes into my body, and that pain announces itself and says, hey, I'm a pain in your body. And if I say to that pain, get thee behind me, Satan, I'm acknowledging it. If rather when I feel a pain in my body, I say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel relaxed. I feel peaceful. And when I put those comments to work in my body, in myself, when I am the only one that lives in me and I'm the only one that determines what kind of a game I'm going to play, I'm going to play the game that I like. I'm going to play the game that I have a harmonious body. I have a wonderful body. My body is fantastic. Now. And when I say that, that's where all my attention is. When I say that, that's who I am. When I say that, that's what I experience. When I say that, that's all that matters in my life. That's all that matters in my world. That's all that makes any difference in any area of my being. Not one single thing makes any difference to me than that. Because I'm the only one that lives here. I am the only one that lives here. And I live in a healthy body. I don't say I don't know what pain is. I say I know what a healthy body is. I know what a healthy body is. I don't say I don't know what hunger is. I say I am always satisfied. I am always fulfilled. I am always rewarded. I leave the negatives to the confusion of something else. Not to me, not to my world. They don't belong in my world. Because I am the only one who lives in my world, and I am balanced, and I am harmonious, and I am wonderful. Yes. I am very happy with me. I am very happy with all the beings I allow in my world. I am very happy with all the circumstances I have. I am always very happy. I like me. I like me. I like me. I am filled with love and peace and joy and harmony and goodness. Yes, I am the only one that lives inside of me, and I choose what kind of a household I have here. A happy house. I'm the only one who lives inside of me, and I choose that I am doing my thing. I am enjoying myself and being myself and having fun in everything I do. And that's all I know. That's all I know, and that's all I am, and that's all I can ever be, and that's all I care about, because that's who I am. I'm the only one who lives inside of me. Are you the only one that lives inside of you? Is that your thought for today? Is that your belief about yourself? Being yourself and having fun? Is that who you are? Well, I assure you, that's who I am. And I'm as happy as can be. I love you. I love me. I love my world. Welcome aboard, being myself and having fun. Have a good day.